Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Good morning. Good Monday morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, welcoming people to this show. And, hey, best friend, I really appreciate all that you do to help me with what I do and all that I do to help you with what you do. You're such a wonderful, loving, and sweet grandson. Hey, people, this is Baba Jahi. You're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Blog Talk Radio on Home Based Business 101. And we have a great show for you today. And, hey, we just thank you for taking your time to tune in. What we'll be doing today and the rest of this week, as we do on Sunday, since I've got such a great feedback from the show yesterday we did. On Sundays, you know, we go through the book The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. That's our Sunday format book that we go through. What we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is, again, to help with promoting our coaching sessions, our complimentary coaching sessions. We're going to be going through some different books. Today we'll be going through Making Money While You Sleep. Making Money While You Sleep. Great concept, great book. One of the things that I also coach people around. And so we're going to go through some aspects of this book. I'll be basically going to be reading most of this week through this book and various other books as we shape the format of what book we want to cover on each day of the week. Sundays we already got locked in for Norman Vincent Peale book, which is The Power of Positive Thinking. Today we're doing Money While You Sleep, Making Money While You Sleep. That's our Monday book. It might be our book for the week. We're restructuring the show here somewhat, you know, so that we can give out information and also encourage people to sign up for a coaching session so that we can show you how to apply this information to your business or your work from home strategy. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get ready and get started diving into this book. And as we go, you know, through it, be sharing some of my points of view of the material as we go through it. It's the introduction right now. And it says, 95% of all human problems stem from a negative mind. This figure includes such traits as being timid, domestic discord, business failure, bad memory, unhappiness, worry, you name it. Isn't that something deep? The 95% of all human problems stem from a negative mind. You know, we've heard us talk about it on this show, and that's one of the other books we're going to be dealing with, Success Through Positive Mental Attitudes, that, you know, you got a positive mental attitude, you got a negative mental attitude. But did you know that 95% of all of the problems that you have, it stems from a negative mind? Hey, well, there's a great answer and a great solution to that. You can do something about it while you sleep. Now, ain't that amazing? You can do something about it while you sleep. Let's dive some more into this book. You are a mind with a body attached, not a body with a mind attached. Realize this, and you're on your way to self-mastery. This is the new approach to conscious mind through the other levels that never sleep, the creative mind. What you will discover is priceless. So remember this, that you are a body. You are a mind with a body attached, not vice versa. You are a mind with a body attached. Your mind directs your body what to do, not the other way. Some of us let our bodies direct what we should do. So this is a new approach, you know. And this book shows you how to use the deepest thinking part of you while you sleep to get whatever you want out of life. Money, personal influence, love, respect, and admiration. At will, you can direct your creative mind to assist you in solving problems, making the right decisions, and creating ways and means of greater achievement overnight. With this technique, you can sleep on it and awake in the morning with answers so clear-cut you will be amazed. And that's some powerful information that's being shared here is saying that you can put your creative mind to work while you sleep. And when you wake in the morning, you will have answers that are clear cut to problems that you're working to resolve. Now, let me share something with you. I'm not just reading you this book. I apply this technique and it actually does work. So, you know, and one of the things we do coaching around, again, and if you'd like to sign up for one of our complimentary coaching sessions, all you got to do is give us a call at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774, or you can text us at 252-406-0774, and if you send us a text, you know, give us your email address and other stuff, I can contact you and get your time to talk, get yourself for one of our complimentary coaching sessions, and, you know, hey, in the process, you can get a copy of this book if you sign up for a complimentary coaching session. Save you from having to go out there and buy it. And, you know, hey, and we're going to show you how to apply these techniques. From this book, you will discover 6 exercises that develop your latent creative powers into a mental powerhouse. 5 ways to make your creative mind work for you. A formula for building a success consciousness that will lead you to success in any direction and double your income. Now, I know some of you, hey, it's a business show, and you definitely want to find ways to help you double your income. It will also help you on how to develop your powers of concentration, how to accentuate the positive and gain a magnetic personality. That's very, very important because too often it's too negative. You want to learn how to accentuate the positive and gain magnetic personality. How to go on a mental diet to gain radiant mental and physical health and feel younger than your years, even at 70. See, how to go on a mental diet and feel younger as you, quote-unquote, chronologically get older. You know what I mean? And this is powerful, man. This is powerful. This is not hype, you know. Turned 60 years old this year, and I'm still able to go out on a tennis court and run around on a tennis court with 30-year-olds. Something you're not supposed to be able to do. People say, you know, you ain't supposed to be able to do that. You know, how are you able to run around out there and do that? You're 60 years old. They're half your age, and you don't get tired of winning. Because if you have a good mental diet, it will lead to a great mental and physical health. By unblocking the mind blind, this method automatically improves the memory, strengthens our mental powers, and attracts your greatest desires. It builds optimism, confidence, courage, and brings out latent talents. Shows that you can grow rich in all things, material as well as spiritual, while you sleep. That's the key to this. The whole title of this book is Making Money While You Sleep. How this book helps you grow rich. Prepare yourself for a wonderful experience. Whatever you want out of life, this book will show you the way to make it come to you, be it money, influence, love, respect, or admiration, be it any or all of these. It will be yours in abundant measure. This way to get rich is universal. It has brought riches to men and women who work at all kinds of occupation in many parts of the world. It does not depend on your education, your background, or your luck. It depends on the most essential, deepest thinking part of you. Just look around and you'll see how few men and women really know what they want or where they're going. Having no goal in mind, they can't even discern the difference between what is good for them and what is bad for them. See, how many people you know what they want? Know what they want. If you too are that way, don't worry. This book and these techniques is going to change you. Start by remembering that you are better than you consciously think you are. In fact, if you already knew how you would like to spend a lot of money, you are far ahead of most people. You've got to understand that you are better than you consciously think you are. Before you finish this book and learning these techniques, you're going to know once and for all how to recognize your real goals in life, no matter what anyone else tries to tell you. how to get acquainted with your real self, your true abilities, your vast fund of hidden talent, how to fill yourself with such genuine, deep-down confidence, zest, and goodwill that other people will be pleased to help you get what you want. See, that's so important. It's being able to know how to have other people help you get what you want. How to find and hold a full, glorious picture of your own success and build toward that picture with every word and deed. As your work multiplies in worth, remember this. You possess not only the things money can buy, but also the deep inward satisfaction that comes with making your life what you want it to be. Growing rich in a way that really expresses you is just about the most constructive, healthy, joyous thing you can do for yourself. We'll repeat that. Growing rich in a way that really expresses you is just about the most constructive, helpful, joyous thing you can do for yourself. See, we're doing too many things, or too many people are doing things that is not their real self, their true self, their divine self. And that's what you want to be able to focus on. The master of your success is your creative mind. This book is based on and centers around techniques that are built around a saying in the Bible that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You be about what you think about. You heard me say that so many times on the show. You be about what you're thinking about. Hey, this is Bob Jahi, and you're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. And this morning, we're going through the book, Making Money While You Sleep. If you'd like to get a copy of this book and also get a complimentary coaching session that shows you how to apply and use the techniques in this book, give us a call at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. Without changing the meaning of this timeless golden rule, we'll give it to you more along the lines of modern psychology. A man is what his creative mind says he is. In other words, whatever you say you are, that's what you are. Check that out, man. A man or woman is whatever his or her creative mind says he or she is. You are not a body with a mind attached. You are a mind with a body attached. Remember this, and you take your first step towards self-mastery. All right. You've been given the clue on the first step. The first step is to understand that you are a mind with a body, not vice versa. You control this body. This body doesn't control you. Actually, the mind has two levels. The one we best know best is the conscious level. It takes in impressions through your senses of sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell. It is highly effective in making your daily 1,001 decisions. When you perform any conscious act, pick up a pencil, speak to a waiter, make a phone call, your conscious mind sends the orders to your body. And when you go to sleep, your conscious mind goes to sleep. The other level never sleeps. This is the creative mind. Your creative mind literally keeps you alive. It is responsible for the involuntary life functions such as your heartbeat and your breathing. It has great control over your glands, the mastery of regulators of your body. Most important, for our purpose, your creative mind also governs your personality, your character, your inmost drives, your deepest and most secret desires. Your creative mind. See, your creative mind never stops. It's always working. When W. Clement Stone conceived a powerful picture in his creative mind, he saw himself controlling a large insurance industry. Now, we all know that to start a business, you need capital. In fact, most business failures are caused by lack of capital to tide over a bad time. Well, W. Clement Stone had less than $100 in his pocket, but he has made a personal fortune over $100 million, beginning as the head of an insurance company. See, his creative mind saw what he wanted, even though he didn't have but less. He had less than $100 in his pocket. I can tell you some stories of some things that I've been involved in where I competed with people and had less money than they had and was able to win out because I saw what I wanted. I had the end in mind. You got to picture what you want and give it to your creative mind. How many salesmen will go out today with a good product and a good sales pitch and ring up no sale? It's your conscious mind that knows the facts about the product and how it can benefit the user, but it's your creative mind that determines whether you inspire trust or suspicion, belief or doubt, whether you're the kind of man who is well-liked as soon as he says hello or the kind who shapes up as a negative character whom it's so easy not to do business with. See? Your creative mind is going to help you have a certain kind of aura. And people will know when you speak whether they have trust or suspicion, belief or doubt. That's the difference in one salesperson versus another. Same product, same sales pitch, but it's the aura that you give off. So we don't mean that an image of success in your creative mind means that you cannot possibly fail on any occasion. But we will show you men and women who, having first failed, came back and overcame every obstacle. They simply considered every setback a wonderful opportunity for improvement. It's your creative mind that can and will put you up there among the happy, well-clothed, and well-supplied people, the people who attract love, who find their way out of difficulties, who seem always to live in the sun. Just as this title promised, this book shows you how to grow rich while you sleep. You do it by communicating with your creative mind while your conscious mind sleeps, along with the rest of you. At this time, your creative mind is highly receptive and your conscious mind cannot interfere. Send your creative mind a message while you sleep, and that message sinks in. It even can eradicate undesirable old messages. You can do this at other times, too, but the best time is when you are asleep. And by the way, you'll sleep soundly. And this is so true. This is so true. I mean, these techniques work. Again, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work Home Morning Show, and we're going through a book this morning called Making Money While You Sleep. And give us a call or send us a text at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Sign for one of our free complimentary coaching sessions. Get a copy of this book. Great. When you sign up for one of our complimentary coaching sessions and learn how to implement the strategies and techniques in this book called Making Money While You Sleep. Wouldn't you like to make money while you sleep? Come on, really, I'm being honest with you. Wouldn't you like to make money while you sleep? Wouldn't you like to work on something, give it to your creative mind, put it out in the universe, and then wake up in the morning, check your bank account, and see money deposited in your account? Hey, it works. I know it works. Living witness. As we should show you, the actual process of communication is very easy. Some people take a few days to master this priceless secret, and we know several men and women who did it in one night. It's a wonderful experience to find that magic genie at your command. What should you tell your creative mind while you're asleep? First, we suggest you practice with tested messages you'll find in this book. I know by experience how powerful they are. Very soon, however, you'll create your own messages, mind pictures, really, of you driving the car you want to drive, living in the house you want, belonging to the clubs or social groups you have yearned to join, and most of all, you supply with plenty of money and spending it in a way that pleases you most. See, it's going to help you develop mind pictures that will help you be able to create messages to send to your creative mind so it can go to work for you. Some people think they have tried and failed at this already. If you think so, I assure you the chances are 1,000 to 1 that you never got through to your creative mind. Many a person changes his or her mind about the way he'll handle his life, but all he changes is his conscious mind. Now, you're going to change yourself right down there Now you're going to change yourself right down there where you really live. This time you'll cast out all negation, self-doubt, self-defeat. Optimism, self-confidence, courage, and wonderful new talents will be yours, and the road to riches is straight and wide. Excuse me. The healthiest condition in the world. I was not exaggerating in the least when I said that getting rich can be the most constructive, healthiest, joyous thing you ever did. My only warning is that you must get rich in a way that expresses your own best personal achievement. Then you learn more than just money. See, this is so important that you obtain the things that you want to obtain, but in a way that expresses your own best personal achievement. There's some people that have earned money that wasn't, you know, done to their best personal achievement, and thus they're still miserable. Get what I said? They're still miserable. Since 3/4 of our illness has a mental bias, doesn't it stand to reason that your state of mind has a tremendous effect on you? In fact, the famous researcher, Dr. John Schindler, has shown that one of the most positive secrets to health is a cheerful, constructive, forward-looking state of mind. I know that many men and women get rich at the cost of their health, rich enough to be able to afford the most expensive doctors. This is not going to happen to you. The next few years, while you build your fortune, will be your happiest years. You'll free yourself of much inner conflict and have no psychosomatic reason to become a headache type or a bag of ulcers. That's right. They said you have some people become wealthy, but they're not even able to enjoy it because they're not healthy. We want you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. What's more, you'll rid yourself of a great deal of fatigue and get more work done with much less effort. For what is more fatiguing except defeat, the dreadful tiredness of continually butting your head against a wall? And one of the best solutions for tiredness is doing one job after another with sureness and success. At the end of the day, you're raring to go off for a well-earned session with your favorite hobby. Yeah, mine is tennis. You know, we finish a day, it's nothing like having a great, successful day in my business endeavors and then going to the tennis court and unwinding and just relaxing and enjoying hitting the tennis ball across the net. And with the U.S. Open coming up today, that's right, starting today, they kick off the day. Yesterday was Arthur Ashe Kids Day, and they get started off today. So, you know, I'll be in tennis heaven this week watching, you know, the results and catching some matches and see who fares and do what they have to do. So, you know, the thing is we're dealing with this book called Making Money While You Sleep. And this is a great, great book. Again, this is Bob Jahi you're listening to here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. And all you got to do is give us a call at 252-406-0774 or send us a text at 252-406-0774 and sign up for one of our complimentary coaching sessions, and you can get a copy of this wonderful book and learn the techniques of how to use your creative mind to structure your life and reach your goals. Okay. Well, we're about running out of time here, and so I'm going to cover one more part before wrapping up. Your domestic life and your creative mind. A worried little woman once came to me for counsel. She could not get along with her husband. There was not enough money to clothe the family. Her children gave her a great deal of trouble. She thought of herself as being hopeless, doomed to a life of misery. She was sure of just one thing. She had no time in which to study for self-improvement. I told her that the answer to her problems was contained in her creative mind. I spent a little over an hour with her explaining what I explained in this book. 6 months later, she came back to tell me that her marriage life was now ideal, that she had plenty of fine garments in her wardrobe, that her children were now a joy instead of a kid. All she had done was to build firm mind pictures of the ideal conditions she desired. These pictures literally became part of her creative mind. Yes, it took a certain amount of doing in order to make her dreams come true, but only when she believed she could handle her situation did she set about getting things done. Because I believe that a happy marriage is wealth beyond measure, I devote many pages to showing you how to find this happiness through the wonderful natural power of the universe in your creative mind. And the author says in his book, hey, is that you have to picture what you want, see it in your mind, turn it over to your creative mind, have those pictures, what you want, turn it over to your creative mind, and sleep soundly and let your creative mind wrestle with how to help you achieve your goals. And I'm telling you something, it just works, man. It works. It actually works. And you will come up with ideas, wake up in the morning fresh and like ready to go because you created mine and gave you a solution to the problem or the dilemma that you're faced with. Hey, I know I had a situation I had to deal with last week and turned it over to the creative mind. I knew that particular date was coming in terms of something major I had to take care of. And I turned it over to the creative mind. And on the date that I had to take care of it, it was taken care of with some money left over. Thank God for learning how to make money while you sleep. Okay, that's going to wrap up the portion of the book that I want to cover today. And we'll get back to this. We'll get back to this tomorrow. I won't put you off a whole week. We'll get back to this tomorrow because it might take a week to go through the whole book. And I want to just go ahead and be consistent and do that. So at this time, you know, we're going to wrap up and close out with our theme song called It's My Time. And, you know, and you, some of you probably say, well, you play that song a lot, you know. Yes, I do. And the reason I play that song a lot is because that song helps me with my creative mind and the things that I visualize and see. Listen to the lyrics of the song, It's My Time to Show the World. Listen to the lyrics of this song.
What I want.